Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Bellaros, award-winning and best-selling author, Fahrenheit, the Journey of Transformation, as well as I just got a master's degree in script writing for my book, Fahrenheit. If you haven't had a chance to read it, now is the time to do it. So I definitely feel so proud and honored to have my master's degree in script writing here in Hollywood. So with that said, I just want to let you know that no matter what's going on in your life, how difficult things are, you have the power, you have everything what it takes to continue to follow the path that it's rightfully yours and not get distracted by anyone or anything that is going on around you. So you can check it out. Everything what I have been doing for the past probably 13 years on my website, dianabellaros.com. And I have been working on domestic violence and abuse since 2009, since Fahrenheit came to life. And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And to all the victims, my heart is with you, especially right now during the difficult times we live in. And the thing is, we are in charge of our decisions and what we would like to see in the world. Because commenting, posting on media places, asking for prayers doesn't change things. The way to change things is to take action. This is the only way to do it. And you have to have an open heart and open mind. And you need to be ready and willing to do the work and help others do the same thing. Because speaking helps. Yeah, it sends a message. But the thing is, we need to take action. If we close the door in the evening and lock it from inside, it doesn't mean that the problem has disappeared. We need to take action. And we are missing a lot of love, and that's the problem. And I don't have to tell you that when love is missing, everything is drying and is dying. Think about yourself. Think about if you have somebody in your life who you're so attracted to, you kind of develop a love relationship, and this person is ignoring you. This person is giving you a cold shoulder. And think about how you feel. The same thing is with the world. If we don't start to realize that, then things are going to continue to go into the wrong direction. And, yeah, prayers help. It gives you peace of mind. But do we have the kind of a love inside ourselves? Do we use our heart daily life? We use our positivity, our positive vibrations to make a difference. That's the question. That's why today I'm going to cover this. Our frequency matches our reality. And if you read my book, The Light Within, based on my real life transformation, you will probably know what exactly I'm talking about. And frequency, impacts our life. And if we use hate, jealousy, envy, and all of these negative traits we have acquired during our lifetime, this is not going to help at all. And you need to know that you're hurting yourself at the same time. We don't use these traits to make a difference, and these traits doesn't help anybody, including us. The only thing we need to do is work on ourselves. Work with positivity, with love, with all of these amazing, amazing feelings and traits given to us at birth. And a good example are the small children. They can teach you, again, who you are as a human being. So use it. There is so much information available online, as well as my book, The Light Within. And until we are being stubborn, until we concentrate on the things that are not better fitting us, and most of the time the things that are dividing us, we are concentrating on race, we are concentrating on religion, we are concentrating on everything negative, that it doesn't benefit us at the end of the day. And it's really sad to see that we are not willing to do the work, and we continue to stay on the hamster wheel and we are not doing the work we should do. With that said, I have an article I found here. So you will see the things from different perspectives, not only from me, from my mouth, and from what I have written and how I was able to transform my life. And it doesn't matter how hard life is, and doesn't matter if I'm alone in my journey, I always feel happy. I always vibrate on the higher level, and I'm a human being. I also make mistakes, and sometimes I'm negative too, but I usually correct this as soon as possible. And for me, what is going on around us, it's kind of taking a toll on my mental and physical state. So because I'm an empath, I'm a healer also, and you need to know that. And there are so many people like me who are here sent by God to make a difference and to awake you, to shake you, and to tell you that who you are is love. It's not all the way around. So anyway, here is the article from other person's perspective. Law of attraction. You are a vibrational mate to your reality. You get what you give. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Where attention goes, energy flows. We may have heard of these saying before, but when we take a moment to really think about them, what do they mean to convey? These past few weeks, more than ever, I have been seeing my world dominantly through energy and frequency, as if I can almost see the vibrations of the words, feelings, and moods presented in my surroundings. It's a trip because it's allowing me to think more in these terms, as well as to really focus on my energy and practice to balance my internal and external world. Through intention and understanding, this is law, or as the universal tongue calls, the law of attraction. The law of attraction can be understood by understanding that like attracts like. What this means is that whether we realize or not, we are responsible for bringing both positive and negative influences into our lives. A key part of the law of attraction is understanding that where you place your focus, you can have an intense impact on what happens to you. Law of attraction. So concentrate on the good things. So concentrate on the things that you want in this life. Don't waste your energy on a toxic things like jealousy, envy, looking at other people, what they have, and, you know, wanting to have it in the same time, you know, jinxing them basically with all your negative thoughts. And I had something like this the other night. Oh my gosh, my Uber driver is driving a Tesla. This was 11:30 in the evening here in Los Angeles. And this doesn't help you have this Tesla. And think about this person who is driving a Tesla at 11:30 p.m. because that's how he's paying the payment for the Tesla. And if you want to have a Tesla, you should be doing the same thing, and you should be learning from this driver how to acquire one for yourself instead of using these negative thoughts, words, sentences, and everything else. Very simple. You should do the work. You cannot sit at home cursing people, being jealous and envy, and expecting good things to happen into your life. The same thing is with the religion. You cannot be religious and use God's name and anything else. And being empty inside and don't having heart, open heart and open mind and all of this positivity we all need. Anyway, the thing is, when we think of the universe in terms of energy, which for those skeptics, it's actually science too, we open ourselves to a new perspective of being. We can begin to see ourselves not only at the physical level, but at the level of ourselves where we are not only human, but our spirit who has the abilities to manifest and create our reality. We live in a law of attraction based universe which makes our internal world a vibrational match to what is happening in our external world, our state of mind, the words we use, our intentions and feelings. All hold power, all hold a vibration that we are constantly giving and taking. We are always a vibrational match to what is happening to us. Maybe you notice that you're surrounded by negativity, abuse, and hate, or you're constantly looking for what's wrong in your life, what you don't have, finding and focusing on the things that are not working the way you wished they would. And you look around and blame everything and everyone around you, but in the end, you will find that you are the one who is allowing this to happen. You are the one who subconsciously or not decided that this is the realm that you'll be yourself living or settle. When you're in this low state of low frequency, you will only attract and manifest things that are on the same level as you. These are the mirrors of the reflections of life. Everything affecting you is a reflection of the vibration that you're emitting. If you're feeling that the vibes around you are too low, you must recognize that you have the power to step away and into another level of frequency with people and situations that match you. With this being said, however, just because you find yourself in a lower state does not always mean it's a reflection of you inside or that it stems from you. I say reflection also meaning that it's simply the universe giving you a reference point to show you what it truly want and don't want. And from here, you step in your power to make the change necessary to live the life you desire. Sometimes you may find yourself thinking, well, it can be so positive when my roommates are being so negative, or how am I supposed to be happy when I hate my job? Some external situations you may not be able to control. For example, I used to rewind not like school and thought that university was just not meant for me. But my dad saw a wish for us to get through school and then move on to do whatever it is that we want. I used to be so resistant to this, and I really couldn't change the situation of me going to school. When it comes to down to it, yes, I could have quit and been disowned by my parents. Yes, this is a real thing for Asian households, but realistically, I couldn't afford to do so. And now looking back, a part of me knows I didn't do that because somewhere within, I was resisting not going to school either. Even though at the time I found myself in boroughs, I'm so glad and grateful for all of it, able to slowly start to see it is a true blessing, a period for me to discover more of myself, to buy time while figuring my next steps out for education and connection. So we are out of time, and you are going to be able to read this on flowandfeels.com, flowandfeels.com again. Thank you so much for everybody who are with me, who are going to listen to this radio show after I finish it. Download it for free, share it. My advice is be love, be kind, be compassionate, be honest with yourself and the people around you. because everything you do, everything, every thought, every feeling impacts your life too. It's not only the people around you. And try to find the similarities in this world with other people, cultures, and everything else, and see how similar you are with them and align yourself with love, compassion, and kindness, because we need it so we can save the world. I'm sorry to every impact who lives at this moment. I know it's very heavy, but eventually you're doing the work just with your vibrations, and you're healing and you're awakening everybody else. I love you guys. Have an amazing weekend. Please subscribe to my channel. Let me know what kind of a topic you wish me to cover. All my love and light, my book, The Light Within, is available on my website, dianabelloros.com. And I would love for you to get a copy. And it's available on Amazon in 3 versions. Thank you so much. Love and light to everybody. Thank you.